Welcome to Safety School, where we crunch down health, safety and environment learning into simple bite-sized snippets that you can use for your business or your career, helping you improve your knowledge, boost your performance and maybe even providing some inspiration. Let's get started. Thanks for joining me for this quick episode of Safety School. We're just going to look at three of the most common mistakes that we see being made in HSE risk assessment across different businesses time and time again, and they're very easily fixed. So if you want to hear what those three common mistakes are, stick with us. Just before we fire ahead with this episode, I wanted to take this quick opportunity to let you know about the free risk assessment video training course that's now available over at safety.com. The course was created by ourselves, chartered health and safety professionals, and you can join thousands of other students around the world in taking advantage of this amazing resource completely free. You can find it very easily, we hope, by visiting safety.com and clicking on the course tab in the top right hand corner, and we really look forward to hearing your feedback on the course. Oh, and one more thing, if you are looking for professional health and safety templates, real life examples and guidance, I'm excited to let you know that you can now visit Safety's online shop over at safety.com, where our only aim is to help you accelerate your health and safety performance in your business. Okay, now let's get back to it. When it comes to doing an effective risk assessment, one of the best things you can do is avoid the really common pitfalls. So what are these? Well, for one, you should stop duplicating the same information over and over again. I don't know how many times I've seen it, but people are very inclined to repeat the same information again and again in various risk assessments where it's not necessary. Who wants to read the same thing over and over and over again? Nobody does. So stop sounding like a broken record. Say it once and say it well, and you'll have a much better chance of getting your message across. The second thing that we see all the time, and this is a real bugbear of mine, and you see it across not only health and safety, but a range of different things in the workplace, and that is copying and pasting information from something from a completely different context, job or activity. Don't get me wrong, you always need somewhere to start, and it's good to take existing information and use it, but always remember you need to put in specific detail. That's the purpose of a risk assessment, so make sure you're putting in information that's relevant to what you're doing. And the third really common mistake that's also really frustrating and annoying that we see all the time is when people give us chapter and verse for something that's relatively simple. In other words, you get a 20-page risk assessment for a simple activity or job that needs to be done. Why do people do that? You don't need to put that much information in. Giving people way too much, are they going to read it, consume it, and act upon it? It's likely that they're not. So what you really want to do is make it as concise, as non-technical, and as actionable as you possibly can if you want to have the most impact. So a quick tip is, I always think about it in a way of, would my 4-year-old kid be able to understand this if I read it to them? If you get to the point where you look at a document and you say, actually, most people could understand that, then you're on the money. That's it for this episode of Safety School. We hope this was helpful. If so, please remember to rate, review and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts or Spotify. And remember, for more health, safety and environment help, you can visit us at safety.com. Until next time, take care.